Verse 4. So when it comes to eating food that is offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world and that there is no God except one. Look at the difficulty he has found himself in. His intent is to argue both points, that one should avoid these types of feasts, but also that they hold no power to harm those who partake in them. These two points don't align very well, however. If told there's no harm in the meals, people would naturally be drawn to them as harmless. But if told not to eat them, they might instead think that the prohibition is due to the harmful potential the food holds. Hence, Paul begins addressing their idea about idols, and the first argument he brings up against partaking in the meals is the divisive nature they have amongst the community. Now, about the food sacrificed to idols, we know that no idol is anything in the world. Again, he affirms that this knowledge is not only theirs, but shared worldwide. Not just amongst you, he says, but everywhere on earth, this belief is understood. And what is the belief? That no idol is anything in the world, that there is no God but one. So, are there no idols? No statues? Surely there are, but they hold no power. They are not gods, but mere stones and demons. Paul is now opposing both groups, the ordinary people who see only the physical idols, and the so-called philosophers who assert that the idols contain certain powers, even calling them gods. So to the former, he says, no idol is anything in the world, and to the latter, there is no God but one.